Now, you know those driving assessments that you have to do just to keep your driver's license when you hit about 75 years old? Well, Grey Power is calling for them to change because they don't actually check your driving ability. David Marshall is the Vice President of Grey Power. Hey, David.
Hi, Heather.
What's wrong with testing the driver's cognitive ability?
Well, basically, it's not a major issue if the doctor considers that someone has early stage dementia. That's a reasonable test. However, to put all patients age 75 and then for their 2 yearly tests from age 80 through it is pretty daunting, and we get some pretty angry people because they feel it's quite demeaning, the tests, and unrelated to their driving ability.
Oh, you know, fair enough. So is that all it is? It's just testing for dementia, is it?
Yes, it's a purely a test for early stage dementia.
Okay, so what you think, don't do it from what, 75? When do you start doing it from, if at all?
Oh, no. I think the doctors have to be responsible, and they have a job to do to certify that someone should be driving. So if they see signs of dementia, I think it's fair that they use a test to determine that. But the vast majority of the patients aren't at that stage. So they go through the stress of these tests and then they can forget and fail and then have to be sent on for additional testing.
So are you suggesting, David, are you suggesting that what should happen is when the doctors do that 2 yearly test, they just test for it then?
Only if they suspect in their knowledge of the patient, seeing them regularly, doing their eyesight tests and all the other tests they do, if they feel that there are early stages of dementia, I think then that's reasonable to consider a test, but not for all patients applying for their licence.
David, thank you. I appreciate your time. That's David Marshall, the Vice President of Grey Power.
For more from Heather Duplessy Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.